Now today's GeoQuiz, which involves a little Viking history. We're looking today for a remote and isolated peninsula in the Scottish Highlands. You can find golden and white-tailed eagles there and a historic lighthouse over at the point. It looks westward toward the Atlantic. In fact, the lighthouse marks one of the most westerly points on mainland Britain. On a clear day, you might just spy the Isles of Egg and Rum. So to get the answer and hear how the Vikings enter this picture, here's the world's David LaValle.
Archaeologists have uncovered an important burial site that dates back to the age of the Vikings. It's located on the Ardnamurchan Peninsula in the Scottish Highlands, the answer to our GeoQuiz. The boat-shaped gravesite is what remains of a Viking warrior laid to rest atop his 16-foot wooden boat and heaped with cool Viking accessories. Oliver Harris of Leicester University is one of the archaeologists leading the dig. He says it's a treasure trove.
We've got an axe and a sword and a spear and a shield, a strange cauldron with a metre-long handle, a whetstone, flints for making fire, all sorts of other bits and pieces of metalwork we've yet to identify. It's a really extraordinary find and shows this man was someone who was really important.
Archaeologist Hannah Cobb is a co-director of the dig. She's working to recreate the scene of the burial ceremony that took place roughly 1,000 years ago.
The people who were burying this Viking would have dug a boat-shaped hole, and then they would have dragged the boat up from the sea up to the foreshore, which is where they buried it, and put the boat into the hole. And then they would have laid the Viking into the boat and laid all of his possessions around him. So his shield would have been laid on his chest and his sword was at his side. And then they filled up the boat with stones.
The stones would have kept the boat from being washed away by tides or flooding. The sword and shield are state-of-the-art 10th-century weapons used to plunder and terrorize. Viking warriors carried out brutal raids throughout Scandinavia and as far west as Greenland and the coast of North America. Viking merchants and farmers also ventured throughout this part of the world. There are Viking ruins on some of the nearby Outer Hebrides Islands. York, England, and Dublin, Ireland were major Viking trading ports. All of which raises questions about this fellow who's been uncovered in the Scottish Highlands. Was he a local or a foreign sailor, a chieftain, or perhaps a famous navigator? Again, here's Manchester University archaeologist Hannah Cobb.
The area that we found the boat burial in, we've actually been studying for the last 6 years. And we're going to be carrying on with that study, but we're going to focus on the Vikings and see if we can find perhaps settlements related to it, to see whether he was somebody who'd come from far away, or perhaps whether he was somebody whose ancestors had come from far away, and then whether he'd actually lived in the bay.
This much is known. The warrior who's buried in his boat on the beautiful Ardnamurchan Peninsula died in the 10th century when the Vikings controlled the north and west of Scotland. The Norseman's possessions, including his beautifully decorated sword and shield and his bronze drinking horn, are being stored for further study in Edinburgh. For The World, I'm David LaValle.